The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Merry meet and merry part, bright the cheeks and warm the heart. For tread the circle thrice about, to keep unwelcome spirits out. Bide within the law you must, in perfect love. Trust. Mind the threefold laws you should, three times bad and three times good. These eight words the reed fulfill, and ye harm none, do what you will.
Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. Now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Merry meet, everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. You know, for the past few years, Barry and Connie Strom have been my first guests after the holidays, giving predictions for what lies ahead for us in the new year, and tonight is no exception. For those of you who may not be familiar with Barry and Connie, they are the hosts of Channeling History every Sunday night here on Para-X. Barry channels famous spirits in all genres, and either they have witnessed history or they made history, and maybe sometimes responsible for it in maybe not such a great way, but an interesting way anyway. Barry channels the spirits, and Connie asks them questions on her own or questions from the chat room. And we'll give you more information on Channeling History at the end of the show, as well as the other channeling that Barry does on the internet. But for now, I think it would be great time for me to bring them in, because when they come to visit, the hour goes by like in the blink of an eye. So if you have any comments on or want to ask Barry something about his prediction that he's talking about, or want to know something about the future year yourself, send me a private message in chat. And if you're not here with us right now, we're at paraxradionetwork.com, so you can come and join us. Barry, Connie, welcome back. It's been a long time.
Thank you so much. You're right. It's been way too long.
How'd that happen? Yes, Happy New Year.
We just got older. I think that's how it happens.
And forgetful, you mean? Like
definitely. And mostly that.
See, that's where channeling comes in. You don't have to depend on yourself so much anymore.
You got that right.
It's
a comfort.
We should all do that. Learn to channel, and then so we won't sound like we're a bunch of old, you know, people.
You almost said it, didn't you?
I did, but I kept it to myself. I stifled it just in the nick of time. All right. Well, for those of you, you know, there might be like two people out there who aren't familiar with your work. Tell everybody, give us a quick rundown, how the channeling works, where the information comes from, and please introduce Laura.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Well, all the information comes from the other side. We started out using a channeling board where the spirits would spell the words out. And all of a sudden, I started to realize that I was hearing the words in my head. And it's been years now since we've been using a channeling board. Basically, what they do is the spirit will speak through me. Now, that's a little weird, yes. And in many ways, it's more weird than you can believe. Laura is my master guide. We all have guides. Everybody out there has got masters. It's just the way it is. When anybody chooses to come back, they're going to come back with guides, and those guides are responsible for trying to lead them along their life plans. Well, Laura is an exceptional guide. She brings the spirits, and I really don't know how much role she plays at that point, but all I am doing is I speak the absolute words of the spirits. When I'm done, quite often I can't remember what I the words that I spoke. And Connie thinks that's a great idea. But it's all taking place from the other side. Laura is a spirit guide. I've been talking to her before the show. She said she shouldn't have any problem with the questions, which probably means she already knows all the questions. I have no clue what's coming. And I have no clue what they're going to say. So, I mean, we just totally roll along. We've had instances where spirits have come in, when we channeled Mahatma Gandhi, I spoke with an Indian accent the whole way through the show. Because that was his, we are physically speaking the words of the spirits. And that's the way it works.
Okay. Now, I've got a question. I don't know that I ever asked you this, but how did you find Laura, or did Laura find you?
Oh, Laura found us.
How does that happen? I mean, we all have spirit guides mm-hmm. for you know, various reasons, but I don't know. I guess I thought, you know, we're born with one, and I never gave it much thought. You know, this was my spirit guide. He, she has been with me since, you know, day one. And I never gave much thought about, you know, some of the other ones coming in and how they find us when we need them. It's kind of a interesting question to me.
Yeah, well, most often you'll see your guides through meditation. They can come to you in dreams. Sometimes you hear messages, and sometimes you just have a gut feeling on what to do in a situation. That's generally how it works.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, when they laid out my life plan, they decided that I was going to be a spokesman for the spirits. I had no clue for many, many years. I didn't even believe in ghosts when I was 60. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a very, very difficult process for me because I felt this truly can't be happening. People that are doing what I'm now doing, before I was 60, I would have thought they were crazy. So maybe I am, but it's a very unique situation. If I request a spirit, assuming they haven't reincarnated or they're not in a bad place on the other side, they bring these spirits to me. And we talk. I mean, channeling history. We've been doing this, the show's been on now, would you believe, for 65 weeks.
Yeah.
And each week we do a different spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually interviewed 6 archangels on channeling history. So mm-hmm. there's literally no limit to the spirits that Laura can bring to me to speak to.
Yeah, and you've done, you know, like I said, in all genres, and you know, from religious to Hollywood stars and TV people and, you know, all musicians and all that stuff. So yeah, it's really a very broad spectrum of topics that you talk about, because you also talk about historical events as well, like the sinking of the Titanic and things like that. So yeah, it's really, really interesting. And I think even before you did that show, you were talking about predictions for the new year.
That's how we started. They would, yeah. in order to convince me as well as anybody that was listening, they would give us predictions, and the predictions would almost always come true. We were doing this with the channeling board then,
mm-hmm.
but one time they gave me a date that there was going to be an earthquake in Puerto Rico. Within a week of when they told me, Puerto Rico had an earthquake. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been... They have just absolutely nailed. When the last Pope retired, they told me 6 months before it happened that the Pope was going to retire, and he hadn't done that for 600 years.
It's a long time coming.
Huh? Yeah, really. So that was part of how they proved to me that it was real.
Now, how did you prove it to Connie?
I said, honey, would you please believe me? That was the best thing to do, you know.
I really haven't had difficulty because I had an experience way back before we got in this, where a spirit, actually my father-in-law, talked to me. I actually heard his voice, and he saved my life.
Okay.
A good 30 years before we got into this. The time that my mind was the most blown away was the first time that Jesus came to us. I thought, oh, I can think I'm good enough for him to want to come through and talk to me. But he did, because he's a very forgiving and loving soul.
Yeah, well, that was the toughest of all, was actually believing that this was taking place. Mm-hmm. He came in and he said, in order to prove that you really are speaking to me, I'm going to give you the ability to heal. And he gives me a couple names of people. And all of a sudden I'm bumping into these people. And he gave me this prayer to say, and I said the prayer, and they were healed. It was, I'm going, holy mackerel, I can't believe you know, I'm really doing this. But everything has been laid out to prove to us that what we're doing is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bizarre. I mean, at best, it's bizarre.
Bizarre in a very good way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the latest thing we've been doing is we're channeling the Prophet Muhammad. The last session we did with him, we had people from members of the Islam faith to write all the questions. So we did a channeling last week with 60 questions that people submitted to me to ask. And I had no idea what the answers were going to be in these things. And I posted it up on my YouTube channel, and the people were saying, those were all the right answers. So it's really bizarre.
It is. It is. So let's talk about a little bit bizarre, because I'm almost afraid to find out what we can look forward to, because we all thought that 2021 would be better than 2020, and it wasn't. And now we're starting off 2022 with the COVID variant running rampant once again. So that's not exactly starting things on an optimistic high note, is it?
No, absolutely not. Our county here, we just got a notice 2 hours ago that they're bringing back mask mandates.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got that here. Well, here in California, we all get that always. But yeah, for up where you are, that's kind of unusual because you're not like right in the middle of hustle and bustle.
No,
but we were over the end of December because it was a lot of people were here for a skiing Christmas vacation.
No, I mean, we get all these international people coming in, and they drag the germs with them. So we're getting a lot of cases here. We're not getting a lot of people dying from it anymore.
No, but still.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing more and more people I know that are getting it. I mean, 3 people in the last week. And those were people that were vaccinated and had masks. But they said this is the Omni, is that it? Or whatever.
Omicron.
Omicron, they said that's it just spreads like wildfire, and fortunately not as bad as the other, but people that shouldn't be getting them because they're, you know, doing all the right things is getting it. So,
part of the reason is the virus is so small in size.
Yeah.
It runs up to half a micron in size. Mm-hmm. And the masks that these idiots are having us wear are only effective to 2 microns at best. So the germ is smaller than it's going to go right through these masks, and that's why everybody's getting sick from it.
Yeah, I got some filters to put in my mask, and I know people who use 2 masks at a time, you know, so I guess, I mean, there is ways, you know, because some people buy these, not the ones that the blue ones with the white, you know, that everybody gets, but, you know, they'll get designer ones. And the designer ones have pockets, but they don't necessarily realize that they have pockets, that you really should fill them with filters or something. So some people don't wear them right, you know, whatever. But, well, let's get into talking about some predictions now that we started on a note. Mm-hmm. See who comes through.
Okay, do you want to ask questions?
I'm just kind of waiting to see what, you know, somebody's going to have really important to say on the other side.
Well, maybe we should start out like I always start out on our Channeling History show by asking our guide, Laura, if she has a message for our listeners.
Hmm. Oh, that was almost like a real cue, wasn't it? All right, let's see what Laura has to say. Hello, everyone, and I hope that we will be able to give you some information that might be helpful to you. I know that all of you are very concerned about this pandemic that you've been having for several years now. It is customary in the way of this type of virus that certain mutations arise, but as you are seeing, they generally are of less severity. So there is going to be a period where there will be many more people catch the virus. There will be less people die of it. The vaccines that they are working on are obviously not 100% effective. That's because you are seeing people get sick that have already had the vaccine, so that they are a deterrent, but they are not 100%. There will be a time by the end of the year that more effective vaccines will be introduced, but there will also be new variants. So this is a process that is going to continue. Hopefully, by the end of the year, the mutants will have altered to the place where they will not be deadly anymore. And the combination of the new vaccines and pills that they are developing should make things become much more normal by the end of the year. Now, I know many of you are interested in that, in what will be happening with the pandemic. So we see that it will be a huge topic of conversation for the next several months. There will be many people who will contact it. There will be many people that will have mild cases of it. And we see that by the end of the year, it should no longer represent a problem. Okay?
Kind of
that wasn't me, that was her.
I know. Kind of, sort of like the flu, you know? I mean, it is a problem, but it's not a problem in a sense. Because the vaccines, you know, every year they get a new flu vaccine, so maybe every year they'll know what kind of strain that COVID's going to throw at us and try to do the same thing they do with the flu.
I think that's where it's headed. That's pretty much what we're hearing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I've promised Cece I would not ask a certain question, so I'm not going to. But
now I'm dying to know what the question was.
Huh?
I said, now I'm dying to know what the question was.
Well, Laura can throw it at you if it comes out, and I'll tell you if that's what it is. In the meantime, there's a question from the chat room. Do you see any serious natural disasters in North America coming up this year?
You will see another period of very dangerous fires. The last year saw many, many dangerous fires. And even last week in Colorado, they had a very serious fire where almost 1,000 homes were destroyed. The drought that has been affecting the West will be somewhat alleviated this year. We are seeing that there should be more rain and snow to help the areas affected. However, many of your forests contain much dead undergrowth, and you will once again see a period of very, very dangerous fires not only in California, but in all of the Western states that have been affected by the drought. There will be several very severe hurricanes that will come ashore in the United States this year. There will be several moderate earthquakes that will affect the West Coast, but we are not seeing anything really major in that respect.
That's good. Moderate is good.
Yeah, moderate is good for you
guys.
We
can live with moderate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big one that we can't really live with, or you know, the one that hangs over our heads at that.
And we'll continue to do that.
Yes. One of these days it'll blow its top, but hopefully not for, you know, maybe 200 years. That'll be okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair number, right?
Yeah, we can all hope.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm going to ask a question that somebody was talking about a while ago. We've been told several times over the years that 2020 was going to be the year where there was alien disclosure. You know, we were going to finally find out about it. The government was going to come clean, and they did kind of, what was it last year, that kind of really bad effort that they double talked but didn't say anything exactly.
Yeah.
So is this going to happen at some point? Because, I mean, most of us are expecting it anyway. I mean, it's not like War of the Worlds.
Laura's saying disclosure actually did begin. What you saw with the government disclosing actual photographs was the beginning of a process. They fear that the people in general are not ready for the truth concerning alien interaction. It will take several years, but the process has definitely begun. There are now people that are beginning to totally understand what the historic role of aliens has been in the role of human evolution. There are people in the government that are totally understanding and have been actually assisting in the interactions. What you will see will be more and more individuals getting photographs of activity. You'll see individuals that will begin to actually have personal contact. And depending on how that information is absorbed by the public, that rate will determine just how fast the true story of alien interactions will take place. And Marley, you did mention War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a test. And the human populations failed it miserably.
Yes, they did. But Orson Welles was very happy.
Yes, he was indeed very happy. But when people started jumping off of buildings, yeah, they realized that it was not time to truly pursue the alien presence. People are now getting used to the idea. Many of the movies portray alien interactions. At the time of War of the Worlds, none of this was taking place. So you are seeing many, many situations that will prepare the people for what is coming in the very near future.
Okay, I hope it is in the very near future.
If somebody would like to get a head start on studying this, Barry wrote a book with the assistance of an alien back a good ways.
Moo!
It's called Aliens Among Us, Exploring Past and Present. And it really does explain a lot for those that are ready to hear it.
That's true.
And what's taking place is really pretty close to what they told me in the book.
Well, they don't lie.
No, they really don't. If they tell you something, you better pucker up because it's coming.
All right. Well, talking about coming, there's a question in the chat room. Will a major war with Russia or China occur this year?
There will be no major war with Russia. There will be outbreaks in the future with China. China represents the greatest threat to the United States. They are rapidly developing their military, and there will be a time in the not too far distant future that they will test the will of all the other countries of the world. There will be a time that the people of Taiwan are going to be endangered, and how the countries of the world react to this will play a large role in determining how China will react in the future.
Somebody said something interesting. You might want to follow up on it. He heard on a radio show that had a psychic that Toronto, Canada, was getting a severe hurricane this year. And I'm not familiar if Toronto is a place that ever does have hurricanes. I don't think so, but that might be interesting to find out.
We are seeing no evidence in the near future of a hurricane coming to Toronto, Canada. You will have large storms coming into your Gulf Coast, and there will be interaction in Florida with storms this year. There will be a storm that comes in the Carolinas, and the remnants of that storm will probably affect that portion of Canada. But by the time the storm gets that far inland, it will not have any serious repercussions for your neighbors in Canada.
Okay. That's good to know. Let's see, we've got about 2 minutes before the break. So let's let me throw something out here. That was not going to be a long answer. Are we going to have any new technologies? I mean, some major breakthrough in technology that's going to rock the world.
The next major breakthrough in technologies will be in the area of renewable energies. There will be great advancements in the use of solar panels, and there will be a time that they actually become a source of cheap energy that is renewable.
That's favorable.
Mm-hmm.
I always worry about artificial intelligence, you know, because they keep saying, well, they're going to take over the world. And every time I talk to Siri, I just kind of think,
They're already done.
Know? Yeah. Well, they already have. Yeah, they're already doing that. Mm. Yeah, there's some very scary. I think the Japanese have artificial intelligence robots or whatever you want to call them that are so lifelike that amazingly so. But I'm pretty sure that they're not going to take over the world just yet, right?
This is Laura. There is a time where the rapid increase of technological knowledge will create robots that can do much to advance human evolution. we do not see any time in the future that the artificial intelligence cannot be controlled by humans.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's take a quick break. Anybody has any questions, send them over to me. Put your thinking cap on, something you want to know about what's coming up, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Stirring the Cauldron will be right back, so don't go away. If you end up with webbed feet, remember, you've been warned. Missed an episode of Stirring the Cauldron? Then be sure to check out MarlaBrooks.com and check out the archive. And while you're there, check out Marla's weekly Witch's Oracle card reading. Explore the site to find many great resources, such as information on tarot, oracle readings, metaphysical consultations, and links to all of Marla's books. That's MarlaBrooks.com.
Throughout time, events have occurred that have shaped human history. Spirit voices from the past have many stories to tell, and for the past several years, channelers Barry and Connie Strom have been conducting live channeling sessions and relaying those stories and messages from those on the other side. We invite you to tune in to Barry and Connie's new show, Channeling History, on the Para-X Radio Network, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, as they relay the messages of those voices from the past, the ones who have witnessed history firsthand, and those who have made history themselves.
Hey everyone, it's Marla. If you like tonight's episode of Stirring the Cauldron and the archive podcast as well, take a look at the show's YouTube channel and check out the dozens of shows that are there just waiting to be heard. New shows are added each week, and while you're there, why not subscribe? It's free. And if you click on that tiny little bell icon at the top of the page, you'll be notified when new shows are available. Just go to youtube.com and then type in Stirring the Cauldron Para-X and the link will appear. Just like magic.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
And we're back with Barry and Connie Strom, and we're talking about predictions for 2022. And I got a question from the chat room. Will President Biden go to his full term? Will he make it through the next 3 years?
Oh. Okay, Marla. We thought you were not going to ask questions like this.
I didn't. No, that wasn't what I was going to ask about. No,
okay.
That wasn't my promise I made to somebody.
What we're seeing is that President Biden will not complete his term. Silence.
Okay. No other comment. No other reason why. That's okay. Will it make history when that happens?
It will make history, yes.
Okay. I don't want to know anymore. we can jump up to something else. Let me think. I don't know how to say this. Prices, the economy. Now, everything is going up. The cost of living is going up. The cost of everything is doubled, and apartments are, you know, ridiculously high. The grocery store, is this going to keep on going? Because, I mean, you know, there has to be some kind of a ceiling on this before it goes crazy and people are starving.
You are going to continue to see inflation at very high levels for the intermediate time frame. Until your people in charge of money supplies raise interest rates and do other things to reduce the prices. We do not see that they will meet the incredibly high rates, interest rates.
All right. Okay. I think we're back. We just got kind of bonked off by the internet or whatever. And like Barry said, maybe he didn't like us talking about inflation. Yeah, that could very well be. And Kathy, then she wrote, well, someone should have asked if this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, it might have, you know, it might not have, but, you know, we're good. Let's talk about the weather. You know, that's always a good thing, or you know, how about baseball? But it's kind of interesting that here in Southern California, we've been having weather, which is not usually the case. You know, we usually just have the same thing day after day after day. And then people back east were having warmer weather than we were here. I mean, is that kind of going to continue, that weirdness? Because, you know, here in California, we don't like it that cold.
There are going to continue to be different weather patterns. The temperature of the Pacific Ocean is going to increase. And that will lead to weather patterns that are quite unusual in California. The overall pattern of climate warming is going to continue for the next several years. There will be a time that the planet starts to cool down again, but the next 2 to 3 years are going to be quite different in your weather pattern.
Different as in we're going to be chilly too much? I don't have enough sweaters. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, I have been bundled up and really dreaded taking showers in the morning because it was like 40 degrees. I know that's kind of almost moderate climate for you guys. But, you know, we are thin-blooded.
Well, we had minus 8 last week, so I'm not really feeling a lot of sympathy here. But yes, it looks like we're going to have some bizarre weather for the next couple of years.
Yeah, is and some people say that weather is controlled by what, HARP or you know, certain things. I mean, is that the case or is it just, you know, Mother Nature?
Weather patterns have actually been influenced by man since the time of the Second World War. Many countries have the ability to influence weather. What it takes will be convictions by the governments of the world to stop influencing weather patterns. There are countries such as China that consider the altering of weather patterns to be a tool to be used to obtain the supremacy that they desire. But China is not the only country to have such technologies. There are today many countries that have the ability to influence weather patterns.
Do things like, okay, here in California, the desert, people think it's always, you know, 187 degrees in the desert, but they don't always realize that in the winter, it can snow very easily in the desert. And I'm wondering about like the Sahara Desert or, you know, some of these huge deserts that we know about in other countries. Do they have heat all the time or do they get cold as well?
All parts of the world are experiencing different types of weather patterns. But this has been a characteristic of your planet for millions and millions of years. Keep in mind there was a time that what is now Antarctica had tropical plants. There has been a time that the deserts of Africa were not dry and warm as they are today. There has been many drastic changes in weather patterns throughout time, and there's no reason to believe that those drastic changes will not take place in the future.
Okay. Another chat room question. Will there be any major breakthroughs in medicine this year?
There are major breakthroughs taking place every year. There are pharmaceutical companies that are capable of withholding types of breakthroughs. Sadly, it is more profitable to treat an illness that is ongoing than it is to cure it. What it takes would be strong government interaction with your officials to become heavily involved in much of the research that is taking place and to take steps to end the great financial influence that your pharmaceutical companies have on government.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question.
I thought that one was going to get us cut off again.
Well, no, you lucked out this time.
Yes, really.
So we really will blame it on the internet, and it wasn't divine cutting off this time. It wasn't. Yeah. Question from the chat. Let's get a little ghosty here. People, in recent years, people are more open to really talking about ghosts and spirits and believing and all that. Do you think that there's going to come a time when it will be second nature, that people will actually just believe that spirits are there, afterlife is there? Or is there some kind of like thing when you get over there that you can't tell what is the secret? Because Betty White, when she was getting older, somebody asked her if she was afraid to die, and she said, no, absolutely not. She said, I want to learn the secret. And somebody then turned around in after a couple of days that she passed, and they wrote, well, Betty, you know the secret now. So do we have to wait to learn that secret, or will there be some kind of thing that gets out that we can find out sooner?
What you're seeing is that the veil between the dimensions of life and death has been diminishing as people become more attuned to the energies that are around them. The best example that I can give you is the words that you are hearing tonight. 20 years ago, ask yourself, whether you would have believed this was possible. The fact that many more people are understanding the eternal structure of heaven and the three-dimensional world of humans, that is a progress that is going to continue. The more humans can learn to communicate with the other side, the more that they will learn that evil is not the path they should be taking. So the diminishing of the veil is going to have a great positive effect on the future of humans.
That's good. I mean, it we need disclosure there too, because there's so many people that don't know and want to know if there is life after death, and, you know, something to look forward to, that just this life that we had is over and then it's done. You know, that kind of touches negative people.
Well, I can totally assure you that there is life after death.
Been there, done that, huh?
I know too many of my prior lives.
Yeah. Well, that's always good to know. We've just got a couple more minutes, so I think it's a good time for you to talk about your other shows, where people can find you and, you know, what they're all about and all that good stuff in about 3 minutes.
I can try.
Yes, you can.
The easiest place to find us is on our YouTube channel. It's in my name, Barry Strome. We are currently doing a radio show and two podcasts. The radio show is on Parex Network, same people we're talking with tonight. As a matter of fact, Marla played a major role in having us do this radio show. It's called Channeling History, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Parex Network. We're doing two different podcasts. The first one we've been doing for almost a year now. It's called A Weekly Message from Jesus. We actually channel his words. Comes Wednesdays at night. We usually post them at about 9 o'clock in the morning. We're getting involved in another show. It's called Eternity Speaks. We do that on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And I'm involved with a reverend by the name Bill Eggleston. It's going to be his show, but I come in every week and we channel a sermon from a Holy Spirit. We've done messages from Archangel Gabriel. This Sunday morning, we're going to be doing a live message from Martin Luther. So it's a much different concept, but we will continue to keep channeling a different Holy Spirit every week, and they will bring you a message on Sunday mornings. We post all these shows on the YouTube channel. We can also, the radio show you can download on Podomatic. The Wednesday message from Jesus is on another service called Buzzsprout.com. So everything's available. We're on many of the different platforms, Spotify, iTunes, etc. And we've been keeping pretty busy for old folks lately.
Yes, you have. It wears me out just thinking about all the stuff you do. So thank you. We're going to have to run out of here. Thank you both for coming over. And don't make it so long before you come back.
We are here whenever you wish our presence.
Well, you sometimes need to nudge me, too. Yeah. I'm the old gray Mary, what she used to be. just give me a poke if something comes up. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And we're kind of sorry that we have a little bloop, but, you know, things happen. And until next time, everybody, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
This has been another edition of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time for another great guest and more fun. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.
You have been listening to the Para-X Radio Network.